From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The village of Chatham will have to pay the Internal Revenue Service more than $18,000 in penalties after owing the federal government $52,104 in taxes, most more than a year overdue. In September, the village paid the IRS the taxes owed, but officials were waiting to learn if the department would waive more than $25,000 in interest and late penalty fees. In the end, the IRS waived only a portion of that sum. Village Treasurer Robert Patterson said, and I quote, "There's enough money to pay it. The funds will have to come from the general fund and out of the fund balance reserves because this was not in the budget," end quote. Village officials said the overdue tax amounts were the result of bookkeeping errors. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. A water tank on Mansion Street in Coxsackie, next to the former American Valve site, is now set to be demolished following the village's receipt in November of a $3 million grant from the State Environmental Facilities Corporation. The American Valve plant shut its doors in 1988 and has been sitting vacant for decades. Coxsackie Mayor Mark Evans said the tank in question was built in the 1930s and used by American Valve for fire protection and sprinklers. The tank is not unsafe, but it has not been touched in decades, Evans said, and the village wants to be in control of taking it down to avoid a potential collapse. The new tank will be installed near the village water treatment plant, Evans said. An exact time frame for the project has not been set, but it could begin in 2020. The total cost for removing the American Valve tank and installing a new 2-million-gallon tank is estimated to be about $5 million. The village is currently budgeting for the potential acquisition of the entire American Valve site through eminent domain. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting for the first time ever the Ulster County Legislature has overridden a county executive veto. The override passed with the minimum two-thirds votes of 16 legislators for, 5 opposed. Michael Hine vetoed a measure that would establish a limit of 3 4-year terms for county legislators, executive and comptroller, and referring it to public referendum, citing various concerns, including a reference to dark money that troubled a few legislators, including conservative Joseph Maloney, who caucuses with the Democrats. Maloney said the veto amounted to one man telling more than 200,000 Ulster County Maloney said the veto amounted to one man telling more than 200,000 Ulster County residents that's one issue that won't be up to them. Democrat David Donaldson opposed term limits and the override, saying voters impose term limits at the ballot box every 2 years for legislators. Some Republicans said the bigger issue was letting the voters have the final decision via referendum. Legislature Chairman Kenneth Ronk said for him, it was a change of attitude. Ronk said, and I quote, "I didn't believe in term limits until I got to the legislature, and then you sort of see what happens and you see that people can get into routine," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. The New York State Association of County Health Officials, December 18th, expressed concern about the possible legalization of recreational marijuana statewide. The association represents county health departments in New York and cited various health risks associated with marijuana as it called on lawmakers to, and I quote, "approach legalization thoughtfully and with extra caution," end quote. The association is concerned about what it calls the future high risk of addiction to other drugs, harmful cognitive and academic effects, adverse cardiac and respiratory events, unintentional exposure to children, and crashes resulting from drug driving. The association is fundamentally opposed to recreational use, however. If legislation happens, it is calling for various safeguards, including setting the legal age of sale at 21, adding marijuana to the Clean Indoor Act to prevent non-users from secondhand smoke, and the funding of studies to help evaluate reliable methods of toxicology field testing and impairment levels to help establish regulations for impaired driving. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.